Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and happy February to you. How exciting! 1 month down and into the month of love. This is Deanna Rodi, EcoShui designer, creator of Design Lean, and your host for today's Deanna on Design podcast on Blog Talk Radio. Today we are going to talk about top 10 trends in kitchen and bath design. As many of you know who have been following myself and the show low these many years, I now do some teaching and training work for NKBA, the National Kitchen and Bath Association. I'm one of five, which very excited about, who gets picked to go and speak and present at the different chapters in the U.S. and in Canada. And in fact, most recent trip was up to Ottawa, which was fun. I'd never been up there before. And we did a feng shui for the kitchen and some small talk, some presentation skills training. So it was just a fun group. So sometimes if you're seeing a little more trend with kitchen and bath design, this just because I'm becoming more involved in that and industry. We're still going to be focusing on feng shui, healthy home design, colors and the like, but room specific, more on the kitchen and bath. Also, KBiz just happened, the big once a year mecca where all the kitchen and bath designers, manufacturers, contractors converge on a city this year, and it's actually going to be the last year. It was in Vegas. So we are going to talk about some of the trends that we're seeing at KBiz, and also from a recent NKBA style trends report. We get surveyed throughout the year a couple times a year with what we're seeing in color forecasts, any trends, furniture styling, that type of thing. So some of what you're going to hear are from the survey. More than 450 members participated. This is from last fall, and I was one of the members. I was very excited. We will start with kitchen trends. So according to the survey, it's actually kind of exciting and kind of different. More than three quarters of the respondents said that transitional style kitchens are still hot and on trend. We're talking more clean lines, less ornamentation, and contemporary stylings are starting to emerge. Think more of the metal, exposed beams, very linear. Transitional, they were talking about, is still number one. You know, kind of a combination, not too formal, more casual. With the kitchens is still kind of the gathering places. Number two, gray, white, and off-white cabinets. Personally, I don't know if I'm a huge fan of gray in the kitchen, but white, huge fan of white in the kitchen. Emerging trend is two or more cabinet color finishes, often in a light-dark combo, so a contrasting color. Mixed colors, classic contemporary with touches of rustic or industrial, floating shelves, love it. Open cabinets, love it. But again, got a clutter bus there and keep it neat. And pops of color. So I'm actually kind of liking that. I've been seeing a lot of the open cabinet and glass door cabinet. Floating shelves are fabulous, especially in smaller kitchens or galley kitchens, where from an aesthetic standpoint, having big cabinets is kind of dense visually in the space. I would love to hear your thoughts on these color combos, though. I'm a fan of the white, though. And from a feng shui perspective, white is fabulous. All right, number three, pullouts, trash, recycling, tilting, and tilt-ins are in high demand. Again, space is at a premium. And also what I've been seeing is a lot of builders are taking into account that you need to place your trash somewhere in your kitchen. So, you know, being able to hide it in the cabinetry, you know, outfitting or jerry-rigging a drawer
you know, that pulls out that you can put your cabinet, and then obviously your recycling in there as well. So I've been seeing a ton of that. Flooring, we're talking wood flooring, still dominates. A smaller number of respondents wrote spec'd luxury vinyl plank or luxury vinyl tile. I personally have done a lot of the laminate or the engineered hardwood. I love it. It's great for all climates. I like the look of it. So I love this. And, of course, the wood floor. Number five, quartz and granite are still undisputed leaders. Granite is going down. Merging trend, different countertops for the islands versus the perimeter, again, with contrasting colors. Wood and stone tops. I don't know how they combine the two tops, or doing like wood on the perimeter or a wood island and then stone on your perimeter. I have been seeing that, so everything is not so matchy-matchy. And if you're doing remodels in different phases, you might not be able to match, get an exact match with the granite or whatever stone you're picking. So doing something different in a different medium would make sense. So I do like that. Number six, about 45% of NKBA members responded that they have done outdoor kitchens. Yay, yay, yay. And most popular in the Southeast, and obviously because of the weather that we have out here. Although, speaking of someone who lives in the Southeast, people here really don't use their outdoor spaces as much as you would think. I actually used outdoor spaces more when I lived up in Wisconsin and Chicago. It might be different more towards the coast or down in Florida or in Georgia. But here in Charlotte, not a lot of that. Number seven, respondents wrote in about built-in coffee stations and wet bars. Three quarters reported they had specified wine refrigerators. This is huge. And still seeing coffee stations being put into master bedrooms and into guest bedrooms in the guest closet, you know, just as a little perk. And especially with the Ninja coffee stations or even the Keurigs, that type of thing, you know, something like this is fairly simple. You know, that you can do. So it is a nice little touch. It makes people feel a little bit at home. But with people spending and staying in their homes now, doing these extra little upgrades and retrofits really does make a difference and adds value to the home. Pocket doors specified for the kitchen in more than 70% of respondents. I am a fan of pocket doors, although, you know, when something goes wrong with that, if you have any kind of shifting in your foundation, you know, it's going to throw the whole thing off. So, you know, keep that in mind if you want to do any kind of door upgrade or redesign. That is one of the big cons with pocket doors. Fully half of the respondents created special pet spaces. I'm one of those people. Hidden food and water bowls, working with cabinet makers that are doing spring release door panels. Again, keeping in mind storage options, areas in the mudroom for pet storage, multi-use furniture, where the pet beds, we've been seeing a lot of that in the bedroom. Where, you know, having stairs where pets can get up more easily or little separate sleeping spaces next to the bed, and cats climbing in trees, incorporating into the molding. So for kids are part of the family and they are making themselves known. And then top number 10 in our top 10 in kitchen trends, and this is huge, is docking and charging stations. Been doing a lot of those right in your entryway and also trying to incorporate it into bedrooms. So the cords, the charging, all of that kind of stuff isn't just in the office anymore. I like putting it right near an entry, you know, maybe not your front door, but the entry that is used most often as you're coming in and out of the house. For most people, it's a back door. Primarily a mudroom. So integrating that into that space, That way you know where your phone is, it's charging, it's out of the way, but everything is being taken care of. So I love that. All right, let's head on over to the bathroom and see what our top trends there are. Number one is, again, transitional, still hot. People not going for just formal or just French or just Victorian, kind of making the space your own. But again, thinking clean and, you know, kind of modern styles in there. You can kind of go a little overboard in a powder room and make it a little more formal. But basically, you just want an efficient, safe, well-lit space. Number two, greater acceptance of aging in place. We just did a whole show on universal design. No threshold showers, grab bars. They said over half have been specking out universal design, more than 75% higher vanity heights and chair height toilets. So I think that's fabulous. And again, going into the add-on value of your home, but again, helping you stay in your home longer. Neutral colors rule in the bathroom, with whites being the most popular fixture color, and whites and grays for overall color schemes. We know from a feng shui standpoint, that is fantastic. Maybe add a little bit of green and all is well and right in the world. Number four, bathrooms increasingly featuring open shelving, floating vanities, and wall-hung toilets. Again, in a smaller space, making using more of your wall space is going to be more efficient. So I am a huge fan of that. Plus, doing a floating vanity or your open shelving, you know, you can see your things. Things are more accessible. Number five, more built-in storage functionality, similar to kitchen cabinets, thinking roll-out shelves, pull-down shelves and cabinets. And you can also do that with your trash, little first aid kits, drawers for guests, that type of thing. So very, very similar for both rooms. Number six, undermount sinks, far and away the most popular, with more than 90% of the respondents specking that out. Only 15% specked out trough sinks. Not a fan of that so much in the bathroom. Like it more in the kitchen, but that is just me. Number seven, tubs installed in master bathrooms. They're doing more freestanding, as opposed to the tub and shower surround. So we are separating out the tub and the shower. Again, I think it also goes to universal design and aging in place. You know, stepping over that tub threshold can be hard for some people, or even if you have kids, you know, trying to get in and out by themselves. So separating them out is just, more and more people are doing that, with most of the bathrooms doing away with the tub altogether. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Number eight, in the shower, more than 80% specified that showers had a handheld shower, which is great for kids if you have pets. 65% specked out more lighting in the shower. And again, most of us are doing that anyway because of code. In your area, need that obviously for safety reasons, so keep that in mind. And also, you can do the lighted fans as well. And number nine, polished chrome, most popular with 80%, followed by satin and brushed nickel. Fan of that. I'm kind of glad the brass died out. And then lastly, number 10, other popular bathroom amenities include radiant floor heating, fan, easy maintenance features, one-piece toilets, towel warmers, humidity-sensing fans, steam showers, smart toilet seats, think Toto, love Toto, and then water-sense-listed toilets and faucets, a lot from Kohler and Delta. So that's it. That's what you see. That's what's trending. Hope you got some great ideas. And until next time, this has been Deanna Rada on Deanna and Design on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks so much, everybody. And remember to follow us on Pinterest.